This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. KGNU and Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco Music and Dance, CFCZ, are proud to announce the virtual Mardi Gras and live broadcast party on Saturday, February 13th. This virtual party and live broadcast will kick off starting at 7 p.m. and will run until 10:30 p.m., featuring your favorite KGNU Cajun and Blues DJs. To join the entire event via Zoom in a virtual format, including the costume contest event, registration is required at kgnu.org. This event is free thanks to the generous support of our sponsors, including Moxie Bread Company, the Boulder Arts Commission, and Colorado Creative Industries. Reserve your spot now at kgnu.org. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and you are tuned into Cabaret, KGNU's weekly live and local music program. My name is Indra, and I'll be your host for today's show. This evening, we welcome local musicians David Lawrence and The Spoonful. David brings a unique blend of finger-picking Delta blues, roots Americana, soulful vocals, and his own style of gypsy-infused jazz guitar to his music. We'll listen to a live studio session with them for the rest of the hour, so please enjoy that now.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to KGNU. You're listening to a live recorded show of David Lawrence and The Spoonful. My name is Jonathan of Galley Studios, and I will be your host today. This concert was recorded at the No. 38 Restaurant and Concert Venue in Denver. The first song you'll be hearing today is Cocaine Blues. It's a reworking of an old traditional tune called Little Sadie.
Well, early one morning while making the rounds, I took the shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Well, I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Well, I made up for a run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot Jonah, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from a Jericho hill. He said, oh, Willie, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Oh, yes, oh, yes, my name is Willie Lee. You got a warrant just to read it to me. Well, I shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. I was dressed in black. They took me on a train and they took me back. Well, I had no friend to a Fort Myles. They threw my dried up carcass in that county jail. In about 5 minutes in walking man, oh, you're holding a verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I holler, Lordy, Lordy, have a mercy on me. Day I shot that bat down. So you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey. Lay off that whiskey. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Thank you. when my daughter was born. Well, the moon was hanging low. Everything I knew, it just melted to the floor. This love of ours, it always felt just like a bed. Where all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. Where all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. When her mother done left us, it nearly broke my soul. It was a Wednesday night, and the wind was getting cold. Well, it smelled like rain, and it tasted like regret. Where all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. Where all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. Give it to me now. All I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. Come on now. All I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. Feels like eternity. Now the woman I love, oh yeah, she lives next door to me. Well, I worked all day fixing her kitchenette. All I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. All I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. When her mother done left us, it nearly broke my soul. It was a Wednesday night, and the wind was hanging low. Well, it smelled like rain, and it tasted like regret. Where all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. Where all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. Tell me now, all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes. One more time, all I want for dinner is cupcakes and cigarettes.
Thanks again for tuning in to KGNU. That last song was Cupcakes and Cigarettes, an original by David Lawrence. Before that, we had a tune called Cocaine Blues. Once again, for those of you just joining, you're listening to a concert by David Lawrence and the Spoonful, live recorded at the Number 38 in Denver. Today in the studio, we have the man himself, Mr. David Lawrence from David Lawrence and the Spoonful. David, you're pretty well known in the Denver, Boulder area with your musical act, La Pompe. But you started this new band during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, I've been playing with different musical ideas for a little while. I started with some of my best buds many moons ago in about 2013, La Pompe, which started off very informally, but it was really based around the music of Django Reinhardt and gypsy jazz. I wanted to have a project that was really focused on just kind of getting back really to my blues roots, as well as just allowing myself the opportunity to write any kind of song. Probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, just playing more solo gigs and then building the Spoonful, I came up with that name and working on pushing that project, yes, during the pandemic, absolutely.
It was so weird to me. La Pompe is known for its swing dance music, and as a swing dancer myself, I used to always come to the La Pompe concerts and dance. It was very fun to hear you perform something so totally different from that.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely a different sound. La Pompe, we don't have a drummer, and we have two guitar players, Andy Hannum and myself, and one of us is always being the drummer. As the guitar player, we're kind of using this percussive technique in our rhythm guitar playing. And we use these specific gypsy jazz style guitars that were designed before amplification in France in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. I actually use a vintage guitar that was built in the early 50s. And in some ways, I joke that this, like the Spoonful and the other musical projects that I'm in, is just an excuse to use different guitars. Because I, you know, gypsy jazz is very stylistic with the acoustic guitar and a specific kind of acoustic guitar. And it's funny though, because the guitar that you use and the tools that you have at your disposal influence the music that you create and the sound that you get. And that's at least the excuse I tell to my wife when she's asking me why I need the ninth guitar. Oh, honey, it's going to make me write different kind of music. So,
you're listening to KGNU. I'm your host, Jonathan, and this is David Lawrence and the Spoonful. This next song is Queen Bee, originally recorded by the great Taj Mahal off of his Grammy-winning album, Señor Blues.
Sweet little honeybee, baby, been sweet on me. Sweet little honeybee, my queen bee. Ooh, she rocked me to my soul. She rocked me to my soul. She rocked me to my soul. Ooh, she rocked me to my soul. She's a strutter, shake it, shake it, son. Yeah, look at her, watch it, her run. She's a strutter, shake it, shake it, son. Oh yes, and having fun. She rocked me to my soul. She rocked me to my soul. She rocked me to my soul. Ooh, she rocked me to my soul. Pot's hot, honey in a honey pot, where the pot is what you got. Ooh, she rocked me to my soul. She rocked me to my soul. She rocked me to my soul. Ooh, she rocked me to my soul. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Play guitar, fill the jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Oh, goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my, oh. Me gotta go, Porto Piro, down the bio.
sweetest homie, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. If you be dog funk, you blow the places buzzing. People come to see you fall by the dozen. Dressed in style, go hawk wild, me oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. We'll jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Play guitar, fill from jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Play guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Oh, jambalaya, crawfish pie, and filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. We'll play guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
That last tune was Jambalaya by Hank Williams, a tune from 1954. You're listening to a live recorded concert of David Lawrence and the Spoonful. My name is Jonathan, and I'm your host. I'm here with David Lawrence himself. David, tell us a little bit about the members in David Lawrence and the Spoonful.
Yeah, David Lawrence and the Spoonful. I started playing with some musicians that really get what I'm trying to do with it and are really passionate as well. Bob Songster on the upright bass. We started rehearsing more and more through COVID. We were going to Wash Park in Denver, and we were just, you know, busking in Golden and just working on these original songs and working on this different kind of sound together. Doug Bainbridge is a drummer that I've been playing with for probably at least 3 years now, and he's kind of a veteran drummer and just has a huge diverse style. He can adapt to any situation, and he is one of the people that listens to me the most of anyone that I've played with. When I'm playing a certain phrase, I hit a certain rhythmic chop in my strumming or in my lead lines, I go on a little rhythmic tangent. He is like right there with me every time. And then on this recording, I've been playing with the virtuoso Coleman Smith, who is a fiddle player from a very well-known bluegrass band, Rapid Grass. They do some international touring, and Coleman is, he's a lot of ways a musical hero to me. His work ethic, his practice regime, his phrasing, his melodic ideas, his arrangement ideas has been incredible for helping me push my music. And he has an uncanny knack for taking one of my songs and adding another melodic line to it, another phrase on top of what I'm singing, that just every time it puts me in awe. I mean, sometimes I'm like, I want to stop singing because I want to be like, oh my God, like, I wish we had that recorded. Like that, he can take the song, he just knows how to make it more of itself. He's a true, when it's time for him to solo, he can go on a tear and he can rip it up. But when he's playing behind the vocals, he serves the music so incredibly, and he has these open ears, and it's really beautiful. So this recording, this live show is really the epitome of what the Spoonful can be right now.
The recordings that you guys are listening to at the venue, it was magical to experience just that audience. I don't know if you felt the connection on stage to the audience, but even as a bystander, it felt really powerful to see how excited people were to be there.
Mm. Yeah, there was a palpable relationship and interaction with the audience for sure. That was super, super special. This was really the first time that the Spoonful got to be on a more formal stage with a full sound, you know, crew, sound engineer, and really be putting on more of a show situation. And we've done a lot of weddings together. We've done a lot of informal performances together. So we did one really fun kind of backyard, socially distanced backyard kind of hang in Salida. But this was the first time in Denver getting to really showcase what the band can do. And a lot of friends and family and fans came out for it. And there was this really great energy of wow, a kind of a presentation, or no, there's a better word for it, inaugural sort of show for the band. So it was really cool.
On that note, let's get back to some listening. If you have a preferred beverage at hand, perhaps now would be a time to take a sip, as this next tune is called Sit Right Here and Drink.
Could be holding you tonight. Could be doing wrong instead of doing right. But you don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Well, hurting you now, it don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, I don't feel no pain. Take all the money in the bank. I think I'll just sit here and drink. I don't feel no pain. Take all the money in the bank. I think I'll just sit here and drink. Put the record on and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'll just sit here and drink. Let's do it again, come on. Just sit here and drink.
just a working man. My feet are hurting, I can hardly stand. I'ma keep on going till that day's end. I'ma keep on going till I die. I'm working 7 to 11 here. Oh, halfway through I take my shot in beer. It's the only thing keeping my head clear. And what keeps me going strong. Me going strong. Check done twice a month. I'm saving pennies for India. That's where I'm gonna get my due to. I see right through everything you ever done said. Because I'm just a working man. My feet are hurting, I can hardly stand. I'ma keep on going. Everything you ever done said. Because I'm just a working man. I'ma keep on going till the day's end. I'ma keep on going till I hardly stand. I'ma keep on going till I die. Gets to the city. There's a girl that I met, and she hates wearing shoes. There's a hole in the ground where a seed has been planted. There's an ache in my heart where her love needs to be. A man with a lotus and a smile on his face. There's a path to the stupa that I really like to take. Right past the stream and through all the sage. It smells like a blanket on a nice autumn day.
just a handful of sand, and I'm holding too tight. She's got another man. Well, I guess that's all right. You know I'm sitting in silence, I'm watching my breath. It's been a few hours, my mind needs a rest. I walk back through the aspens to get something to eat. He's back from the city, she's back at his feet. I lost all my hunger, I lost all my faith. I got a friend with some vodka, I got nothing to chase. 'Cause sometimes, sometimes you just gotta drink it straight. Oh yes, 'cause sometimes, sometimes you just gotta drink it straight. I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm battered and bruised. I try to be patient, I got nothing to lose. There's a road that I take that gets to the city. There's a girl that I met, and she hates wearing shoes. There's a hole in the ground where a seed has been planted. There's an ache in my heart where her love needs to be. 'Cause sometimes, sometimes you just gotta drink it straight. Oh yes, 'cause sometimes, gotta drink it straight.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to a recorded live performance of David Lawrence and the Spoonful. That last tune was Red Feather Waltz, and the one before that was Working Man, both originals of David Lawrence's. David, it was good to hear a live band in person again. It was really fun to watch the crowd, too, at the venue. The whole audience was really having a blast, even considering the fact that it was like negative 30 degrees. Props to number 38. Seriously, it was a great venue to record at.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. I'm super, super happy that. And this was crazy, Jonathan, because you and I, we're on the phone on Monday. You know, the gig's on Sunday, so 6 days before the gig, we're, figuring out if we can do this. The next day, we're getting the text from KGNU. Are you going to have a live recording? Wednesday, okay, we're going to have video. We're going to have live recording. We're going to be doing a radio show. And we're doing this gig in 4 days, and it all worked out. But that's how things work for me. I feel like if when it's meant to happen, it happens. And when it's not meant to happen, there's a lot of struggle that gets involved with it. And I think it's learning how to be a rock through water and find the fastest way to the bottom of the stream,
Sort of reminds me a bit of, the song The Seeds We Sow. And sometimes it works your way and sometimes it doesn't.
That is very true, man. That is definitely what that song's about. And I'm happy you mentioned The Seeds We Sow, because that's a song that is pretty much the most recent one that I wrote, and I wrote it when the fires were looming overhead on the Front Range, just billowing smoke over us, and it got really bad in Longmont for a minute because there was some, you know, the fires that were right outside of Boulder, right north of Boulder, that were coming over Longmont. It was like three fires kind of converging over us, and there was a really early frost and a really early snow. It was crazy. It was like, you know, it's snowing and there's smoke and it's this crazy time, and then the COVID is happening, and it all just kind of, I remember seeing pictures of people harvesting all their like green tomatoes and things that hadn't yet come to fruition yet. And there's just something that like clicked with me. It was like about the, you know, the seeds we sow died yesterday, but if we get lucky, it'll grow our way. It was this idea of there was all these seeds that I sowed. There were all these things that I was trying to work on with before COVID struck, that were, you know, different concert series and all these things that in my little mind and all the things I was trying to work on, and having to, you know, pull those roots early, and the struggle of that and the tension of that. And that's really what the song is. It's this tension of trying to get stuff working, trying to get things done, but having to just accept that you're not always in the driver's seat and you have to go with what's going to happen in life. Yeah, I'm really happy with how that tune turned out. We've been putting a lot of work into it, and we're getting into the studio to do studio recordings of all these songs as well, and get up to hopefully a 10-track studio recording that will be putting out in sometime in 2021. Hopefully, you know, things are, recording is hard.
Well, we have one more set left. We've got a Hank Williams tune, "Mind Your Own Business," and another original of David Lawrence's, also a personal favorite of mine, "Prison Song." But first, a David Lawrence original, "The Seeds We Sow."
There's a man with a matchbook sitting on a corner, hoping that a dollar is gonna fall on his shoulder. Thinking you could know the whole world about a man, thinking you can hold the whole world in your hand. But everything you know is going away. The seeds we sowed died yesterday, oh no. And the seeds we sowed died yesterday, but if you get lucky, it'll grow our way, oh no. Where the smoke is so thick that you can't hardly see everything that's gonna come and everything that's gonna be. Don't you worry, life is like a tree. Everything that burns comes back, you'll see. And if we get lucky, it'll go our way. I guess things don't really work that way, oh no. I guess things don't really work that way. But if we get lucky, it'll go our way. Can't hardly see everything that's gonna come and everything that's gonna be. Don't you
worry, life is like a tree. Everything that burns comes back, you'll see. If we get lucky, it'll grow our way. Guess things don't really work that way, oh no. I guess things don't really work that way. But if we get lucky, it'll grow our way, oh no. And the seeds we sowed died yesterday, but if we get lucky, it'll grow our way. We so died yesterday, and if we get lucky, it'll grow our way. You're fussing, brother, that's alright. Cause me and my pretty woman got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. See that woman on the corner, she's such a nosy witch. She picking up the receiver, she's being a snitch. Why don't you mind your own business? Don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. See that pretty little girl, she wears her hair up high. The boys all whistle when she walk by. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Take it, boy. Don't you worry about me. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your business, you'll stay busy all of the time.
up on the bad side of a worse neighborhood. Everything that he ever learned, the ugly, bad, and good. His mama tried her best, worked her bones to the wood. You gotta get out of this place, if only you could. When all you got is a hammer, the whole world looks like a nail. When all you got is a dollar, and the rent check's due in the mail. They say there's only two roads to take, the graveyard or the jail. You gotta get out of this place, you gotta get out of this place. You gotta get out of this place, if it takes you straight to hell. They don't call it a prison no more, it's a correctional facility. They don't call it a death toll, it's just a damn war casualty. They don't call it a prison no more, it's a correctional facility. They don't call it a death toll, it's just a damn war casualty. You gotta get out of this place, gotta leave it all behind. The men in the green camo shirts, they told him where to sign. Fort Jackson, Caroline, first time across state lines. You gotta get out of this place, dead or alive. He headed off with a rucksack and a head full of ideas. Sharp boots and a gun strap, you can't hide what you can't steal. 12 months in the desert, what's fake and what is real? You gotta get out of this place. You gotta get out of this place. You gotta get out of this place. If it takes you straight to hell, they don't call it a prison no more. It's a correctional facility. They don't call it a death toll. It's just a damn war casualty. They don't call it a prison no more. They don't call it a prison no more. They don't call it a prison no more. They don't call it a prison no that means, a bedroom or a cell. Those dreams start kicking in, is it a door slam or a shell? One pill kills it all, puts him in a spell. You gotta get out of this place, if it takes you straight to hell. One pill turns into three or four, who can really tell? When you ain't got nothing to lose and you ain't got nothing to sell. There's a cloud called emptiness and it rings just like a bell. You gotta get out of this place. You gotta get out of this place. You gotta get out of this place. If it takes you straight to hell. They don't call it a prison no more. It's a correctional facility. They don't call it a death toll. It's just a damn war casualty. They don't call it a prison no more. They don't call it a prison no more.
Good rest of your Sunday.
David, I love your song choices. Mind Your Own Business is a especially relevant song these days, I think.
Mind your own business.
I say as I'm interviewing you and basically not minding my own business.
Well, you know, it's a different kind of thing. You're
Mind your own business isn't so much about having an open mind and listening to people and asking questions, which is what you're doing. It's having a, having your own opinion on what people need to be doing and what they're feeling. So you could interview me in a totally different way that wouldn't be minding your business. Like, oh, really? So yeah. How were these song choices? Really interesting. They were really interesting song choices. I wasn't sure about the tempo. Why did you choose that tempo for that song? That would be not minding your own business. But I love this song. It actually was my most listened to song in 2020. And the version that I love and my wife loves as well is the Taj Mahal version. Taj Mahal is a very, very, very big influence for me. He's one of my favorite artists, and for this project he's actually a kind of a spirit my spirit animal for the Spoonful, and kind of he's pulls in so many different roots Americana genres. I mean, he even goes into like the Zydeco and stuff like that, but he does like the old Delta blues and like the Chicago blues. He's like an encyclopedia of American music in a lot of ways, and but he does it in his own way, in such a tasteful way that always has like a really cool groove to it and a really cool style. And this version of Mind Your Own Business is really an homage to Taj Mahal's version, where it has almost a I would call it like a almost like a New Orleansy swampy kind of feel in the drumming, which really like ties in this kind of almost like behind the beat like laziness to it that I really dig. I love this tune.
I'm sure you've been to New Orleans, considering all the swing that's down there.
It's I love it. I love New Orleans. Yeah, I've been there a bunch. I mean, the reason I started one of the other projects, the Royal Street Ramblers, was after a trip getting back from New Orleans, and like, man, I was just like, I need to be playing more of this style of music, and I was so enthralled with Frenchman Street and listening to all the busking, and I mean, Royal Street is like the busking street in New Orleans, so that was the homage for the band name, and it got me super, super inspired, and that's a big part. I didn't lean into that sound that much for this set because of the country western thing, but when you listen to the set, you know, it's a lot of my originals mixed with that country western influence, but there's a lot more to the group too, and when we get to do our 2 or 3 hour sets, I mean, it gets all over the place. We'll even do like some little ballads to the, I mean, like Latin style stuff, and a little bit of that, you know, gypsy jazz influence is going to sneak in there. We'll do a Django song once in a set, and it's a really fun opportunity of some New Orleans tunes like Sugar Blues and Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me and stuff like that. So, I mean, sometimes St. James Infirmary, we have that in the set list sometimes, and yeah.
Any performances on the horizon? Any big plans for the Spoonful?
That is a big fat no right now. Yeah, we just played a little pop-up trio gig at a place called Dairy Block, which is right by Union Station. There's a little alleyway, and they have all these great restaurants in there and boutiques and stuff. And we played almost like kind of busking in the alley. We did that on Saturday afternoon, and it was really fun. So I think we'll probably get out there again in the next month or two, and you know, there's a lot of opportunities. They're gonna come. We're just in that weird space where nobody wants to really plan that far in advance, because you just see it
vanish from the calendar.
Nobody wants to cancel again. You don't want to set something up and then cancel on the band and do this. So what's happening? And this is what happened in the summer. It was like, can you play tomorrow? Can you play in like 4 days? Can you get together a band and do this? And then me frantically reaching out to people and trying to put something together. And that's what gigging was in 2020. It was, am I the first person to write back to a lead? Am I the first person to be able to contact someone? I will say, to pitch a really fun show that's coming up, is La Pompe. We have a great show with La Pompe coming up at the Oriental Theater in Denver, and that's going to be, I want to say it's like the last Friday in February, so February 26th, 27th, and that's on our Facebook page. That's LAPOMPE. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that show. I think that's what this next kind of period is going to be, is pulling out that old gypsy guitar and shredding my Django licks and getting excited to get back in rehearsal with the boys of La Pomp. Really limited seating. It is indoors, but it's only 50 people per seating in a theater that is, I want to say, like around 500 person capacity theater. They're doing like 10% capacity or something of that nature. And really, really intimate. And La Pomp really thrives when we're doing listening room intimate performances where we got to show a wide range of material. So that show is going to be awesome. I'm really excited about that.
David, it has been an absolute pleasure. It's been really enjoyable talking to you about your music. Do you want to play a tune with me to close us out?
Sure.
2, 3, 4.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a recording of a live performance of David Lawrence and The Spoonful at the number 38 in Denver. My name is Jonathan. This has been a Galley Studios production. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time.
Some people say a man.
And that was local musicians David Lawrence and The Spoonful right here on Cabaret, KGNU's weekly live and local music program. Be sure to tune in next week and make sure to check out our Sunday Live at 5 series featuring more live performances with local musicians by visiting facebook.com/KGNU radio. My name is Indra and thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Cabaret. To take out the show, we'll listen to a bit more of David Lawrence's music and please stay tuned for Corriente, KGNU's weekly Latin music program with your host, Danielle.
The weather outside, you know it ain't looking too good. Everything's tumbling down just like they said that it would. Oh yeah, the mountain's too high, the valley's done sinking too low. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm pleading, just give it to the stones, give it to the stones. Give it to the grass, give it to the air, don't you breathe too fast. Give it to the dirt right beneath your feet, give it to the stars right out of your reach. Gotta give it to something, give it to anything, give it to everything. Give it away, why don't you give it to the stars?
Support comes from Fringe, specializing in Italian small plates and Neapolitan pizza, presenting a full beer and wine list available for dine-in on our heated patio or takeout. Fringe is located at 2900 Valmont Road in Boulder, Colorado. Fringe, a well-tapped eatery. More information may be found at fringepizza.com.
You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente. My name is Danielle, and I will be your host for the next 2 hours. Every Tuesday from 8 o'clock until 10, we play Latin American music from all around the world. Thank you so much for listening. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Me habla de cosas bellas cuando escucha mi lamento.
El lamento cumbiambero.
Y yo soy el cumbiambero de la salsa y el lamento.
El lamento cumbiambero.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.